Urbana 06 closes with a challenge for the new year. HIV/AIDS outreach challenges young people, and Africans say Europe and the U.S. are countries in need of the gospel. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Some 22,000 young people welcome the new year with a determination to live a life worthy of the calling. Urbana 06 was geared at students interested in changing the world.
These sorts of issues are going to be ones that are going to shape and mold what my message will be. And so I'm looking to go from here and continue to form passions within myself that I can refine through education and training to then take another step.
What I would like to do eventually is help implement systems so that people can more effectively go into countries and go into communities. I love being the hands and feet too, but you need the organizational structures.
InterServe's David Householder says this group of people is likely to surprise many.
We don't realize how much enthusiasm and vision there is among the young people today to see the gospel being expanded around the world and to be aware of the international mix in their own communities and their colleges.
Next, Urbana 06 highlighted the desire of North American young people to couple human need with evangelism. Their focus is the whole person, reaching out physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Since nationals know how to do the work, is there a place for them overseas? SIM International Steve Strauss says yes.
The Great Commission has not been ended for North Americans, but if you're going to go out as a missionary, these days, you need to go out ready to work side by side, in many cases, serve the national church that you're going to work under.
According to Strauss, SIM has incredible needs.
We have over 700 needs that our fields have already identified. Everything from traditional evangelism and church planting. We have business as mission opportunities, medical opportunities. We need agriculturalists and medical people. You name it, we can just probably find a place to use it. We need teachers.
Go to our website to get more information. You're listening to Mission Network News. Millions have already died, and many more are suffering from HIV/AIDS around the world. At Urbana 06, World Vision focused on HIV/AIDS with a couple of exhibits that touch the heart of young people. World Vision's Steve Haas.
Things called the AIDS experience, in which people get a chance to take a life lane and that they're going to walk in the lives of four different individuals whose lives have been impacted by HIV and AIDS.
Through technology, Haas says the student actually walks the life of a child. He says young people's word and deed view of ministry is perfect for this type of outreach.
What's happening now is we're watching Christianity, those two things coming together so that the gospel really is the gospel, robust gospel, where compassion and word come together. And of course, around the issue of AIDS, both are desperately needed.
With HIV/AIDS killing their kids, funding to help support World Vision's AIDS outreach is needed. Pray that many at Urbana would become the voice of HIV/AIDS ministry. Go to our website to help. And Oscar Muryu is the pastor of Nairobi Chapel in Nairobi, Kenya. During Urbana 06, he said the United States and Europe are countries in need of the gospel. That statement got the attention of Greater Europe Mission, an organization that's been proclaiming the gospel there for years. GEM's Bill Bennett says,
well, they look at Europe as having kind of lost its bearings. So they want to go back up there and, you know, share the gospel. It's the two-thirds world that is now going back to the countries that originally brought the gospel to them.
Bennett believes that means
world awareness of the need in Europe, and also is catching on, that people see the spiritual darkness of Europe and are focusing on that part of the world. We welcome being able to partner with them as they come up to Europe.
Prayer is needed. GEM is looking for 2,000 prayer partners by the end of next year. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors with Brother Andrew is making available the resource Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power. It'll give you tips on empowering prayer, especially for the persecuted believers around the world. Brother Andrew's Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power is available at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.